the complete works of William Shakespeare, as told by... Tonight's episode, The Merchant of Venice. Existing as a midpoint between the early comedies and the later comedies, The Merchant of Venice, written about 1596, is also incredibly anti-Semitic. I know there's probably some debate about that, but boy, it is pretty anti-Semitic. The Merchant of Venice himself is actually more of a MacGuffin than a character. It's much more of a device in the plot than an actual... real character. He doesn't do a whole lot, to be honest. His name is Antonio. He is a very successful merchant in Venice, who has very often in the past decried Shylock, the local loan shark, for usurious practices and charging interest and everything. And so Antonio has lent money gratis because he's been successful and everything. Antonio's good friend Bassanio. I think it's escaping me at this moment in time. Bassanio, yes, is in trouble financially, and needs to go to Shylock to get a loan of 3,000 ducats, and he doesn't really have anything to secure the loan. Antonio says, "Oh, I'll bind you. It'll be fine. I'll vouch for you." So they go to Shylock, and Shylock, says, "Well, you know, Antonio's a good man, but hems and haws a little bit, and Antonio goes into Shylock and says, I can't believe you do this, but, you know, and Shylock says, well, you need me now, so, you know, who's the jerk now? Somewhat of a tete-a-tete, and ultimately what Shylock devises is, he says, fine, you know, no interest at all, as long as you pay within 3 months, the 3,000 ducats on the date. If not, I will extract a pound of flesh from Antonio. And so they get that bound and notarized, and Bassanio is not exactly thrilled with that plan, but Antonio says, it's fine, I've got all these ships coming in, it's no problem. We cut to Portia, who is a lovely lady, who is pursued by many suitors. She's very rich, very beautiful, very powerful, very smart. But her dead father on his deathbed, her father on his deathbed rather than a dead father, because obviously he was already dead on his deathbed, it's a totally different play. He sets up a riddle, a challenge, that only a man worthy of his daughter will solve his riddle, which is that there's these three boxes, one of gold, one of silver, and one of lead, with inscriptions on them, and the suitor has to pick the right one, and if he doesn't, he's sworn to secrecy over which one he's picked, and he can no longer pursue the daughter, and that's it. So a lot of people try, and they pick gold, because it's, you know, she must be worth gold, and must be, you know, everything that I deserve and more, or something. I can't remember the exact inscription. The silver is everything that you deserve, the gold is everything that's great, or something, and then the lead is how much you have to give up and sacrifice, or whatever. So that's going on. Antonio has hit some problems. The ships have not gone in, he's in a little bit of trouble, things aren't looking too good for Antonio. So it looks like Shylock is going to insist on his pound of flesh from Antonio. Meantime, Bassanio has come to pursue Portia and solves the riddle. After many other suitors have failed, he solves it, picks the lead thing because of sacrifice and everything else, and so he wins the heart of Portia, and Portia actually really likes him, so it works out pretty well for those two. However, a messenger comes that says Antonio is going to have his pound of flesh extracted because all hell has broken loose, and Shylock's being a jerk and insisting that they follow the law and is seeking justice, and so Bassanio has to go and try and save his friend. Before he goes, Portia gives him a ring to show their devotion and everything, and she says, you know, you gotta go take care of your friend. Absolutely, I fully support that. So he leaves, and so Portia takes her servant, and they disguise themselves as men, with letters saying that she's a learned doctor of law, and she goes to the court as well. So in the courtroom, let me back up for just one second. Shylock is also mad because his daughter has run away with a Christian and stolen some money, and he's furious, and so that also contributes to his hatred of all things Christian and his desire to destroy Antonio and everything else. The daughter, Shylock's daughter and her fiancé, now husband, make it to Portia's, actually, and Portia puts them in charge of her affairs while she goes to the nunnery to wait her husband's return, and that's all in air quotes because she's actually running to the court as the lawyer. Anyway, so in the courtroom, Shylock is determined to get his pound of flesh. People are saying, "We'll give you three times what it is." You know, Bassanio has Portia's money now, and he says, "I'll give you three times. I'll give you 10 times." And Shylock says, "No, I want justice. I want what I'm due. I want what's my duty. What's my agreement? I want my pound of flesh." Portia shows up as Balthazar the doctor and tries to sway Shylock. He has none of it, and she says, "Okay, well, truth be told, you know, you have every right to demand your pound of flesh. You're correct. I mean, this is precedent. We have to follow that." Shylock goes, "Oh, you're so smart. I'm so glad that even though you're young, you're here. You're doing the right thing." So then Portia says, "Well, okay, here's the deal. Like many things in this play, there's all kinds of riddles. It's like a Die Hard with a Vengeance. It's just all about these things in your head. You're going, wait, how do they get three jugs into two and balance it? Whatever." So when Portia decides that and reads the agreement very carefully, and she says, "All right, you're entitled to a pound of flesh, but not a drop of blood. So as long as you can take the flesh, but no, not cutting him at all, you're fine. But here in Venice, we have a law that says if you have inflicted damage or punishment, half your funds are forfeit. And if you intended to kill him rather than take it, all of it's forfeit." And Shylock goes, "Well, you know what? Let me just take my 3,000 ducats, and it's fine. We'll call it even." And Portia says, No. You have to do what you've agreed. This is the deal." And so ultimately, she pretty much browbeats and bullies him into having to relent pretty much everything. And she also very cryptically, and not cryptically, but explicitly, part of the deal that they strike at Antonio's insistence is that Shylock will sign an agreement that says he will give over all of his wealth to his daughter on his deathbed, and will give half of his money to Antonio in the time being, or some such. So, pretty devastating to Shylock. Shylock leaves despondent and everything. But part of the deal that Portia strikes, though, is he also has to give up his religion and cannot be a Jew anymore, because the Jews are evil and usurious, and there's all these weird things about how he's the devil incarnate, and it isn't just that perhaps Shylock is, it's that all Jewish people are. And so part of this deal is that he has to give up being Jewish and become Christian, and that's pretty into some creepy anti-Semitic stuff, and throughout it, it's kind of creepy. So anyway, Antonio gets off, and Bassanio and Antonio are so thrilled that they say, "Well, how can we thank you? How can we thank you?" And Portia, as Balthazar, says, "You know, doing a good job is what really matters, and I didn't do this for the money. I did it because the right thing had to happen, and that's fine." So she's getting ready to leave. And Antonio and Bassanio says, "Oh, we got to give you something." She says, "All right, I'll take that ring of yours." And you know, Bassanio goes, "Well, I can't. It's my wife's. Yeah, it's sort of the thing." And here's where it gets a little freakish. Portia decides, "Well, I'm going to mess with you," and she insists on it. She says, "I can't believe that you would, you know, that's terrible, blah, blah, blah," and she leaves. Bassanio feels so guilty that he sends the ring after her, and so Act 5 is all about the fallout of this ring. So Portia very quickly gets home just before Antonio and Bassanio get home. They come in and the ring becomes an issue. And she says, "Well, what the heck happened? What's going on?" And Bassanio tells her, and she says, "I'm not lying because I could lie, but, you know, that's only going to make it worse. Look, I gave it to the lawyer who did a really good job." And ultimately, she messes with his head a little bit and then, reveals that she was the lawyer. And so she's pretty smart, that Portia. But she's a little mean to her dumb husband. It's a good play, as I said, though, fairly anti-Semitic. All kinds of, comments about Jewish people. You got the devil can cite scripture for his purpose, an evil soul producing holy witness is like a villain with a smiling cheek, a goodly apple rotten at the heart. All kinds of stuff like that. There is the famous Act 3 scene 1 speech of Shylock's of, "If you prick us, do we not bleed? If you wrong us, do we not revenge?" or that sort of thing. It's really, really anti-Semitic. As I said, I couldn't believe when part of the deal is that he has to give up being Jewish. Antonio, Cypher, MacGuffin, I covered all that. I'm just rambling now, and I see that I'm running long. So, Merchant of Venice, midpoint between the early comedies and later comedies, and Portia's really smart, and it's sort of as a play about how... don't underestimate women. They're pretty smart. It's not really all about that. I don't know. You know what? I don't know what it's about anymore. I've rambled on long enough. I'm in the middle of like six things at once. This is a terrible one, but you should read it. It's pretty good. Shakespeare, Complete Works, me, Kevin Hanna, et cetera, et cetera. Oh, also a good line is Bassanio's line to Graciano. Thou art too wild, too rude, and bold of voice. Parts that become thee happily enough, and in such eyes as ours appear not false. But where thou art not known, why, there they show something too liberal. There's something about it that I just really like, and I forgot to include it earlier. So there you go. Merchant of Venice, 1596.